T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The conservative principles are all about protecting that opportunity that was given to us by God.
I believe in the principles of limited government and freedom. What really makes America unique in the history of our planet is that we, more than any other society, have embraced the idea that the individual, not the government, is the solution to the problem.
Well, I think conservative.
That is a video put out by the conservative caucus there, and a conservative pack, I should say, conservative leadership pack. And former Missouri Senator Jim Lemke is joining us this morning. He is a senior advisor with that group. And Jim, great to get you on the radio again. How have you been?
Mark, I'm well, thank you. I'm honored to be on your show. What a great lineup you've had this morning. With the governor, and you're knocking out of the park, man.
Well, I appreciate that. So always good to get to great guests, and I consider you one of them. Glad to have you on here. You know, I heard you on with our friend Rodney Boyd the other day on Insider Talk, and you were talking about some of the, what you're hoping are some of the priorities from the conservative leadership, particularly in the Senate. Let me see, Senator what? Burleson, Igel, Hoskins, Koenig, O'Loughlin, and Onder make up the conservative caucus, correct?
That's correct. 6 senators out of 34 senators in the Missouri Senate. And I would contend that those 6 senators appreciate and understand the proper role and function of government, and that's to protect life, liberty, and property. And, you know, they make their decisions on legislation that comes before them based on their oath to the Constitution and their desire to protect those rights. So our goal with the conservative leadership pack is to make sure that those senators get reelected. 3 of them are up for reelection in 2020. And then there are actually 6 open seats that are currently held by Republicans that it looks like, Mark, in all 6 of those, there'll be Republican primaries. So we will make an assessment whether those are like-minded candidates or if there are like-minded candidates in those races, and then we'll make a decision if we want to invest in those races.
Wow. Are any of those local?
No, most of them are across the state, okay. As you would expect, being the strong Republican seats. Whoever wins the primary in those seats will be the next senator in those seats. So the only one that we have local, or we have 2 local reelect for members of the conservative caucus, are certainly Andrew Koenig, which is a very important race here in primarily South County and a little bit more of West County. And then Senator Igel is up in St. Charles.
Yeah, Senator Koenig is my state senator. So, yeah, I knew he was coming up here. And we're going to have Bill Igel on later this week. So I hope people can tune in for that. Where do you I had Dean Plocker on earlier talking a little bit about clean Missouri. This issue of redistricting, I really hope we can, and he believes leadership on that's going to have to come from the Senate. But I think we need to get that addressed this session, don't we?
Yes, and I believe that Representative Plocker did a good job, you know, laying out what happened this past session. I think that what he, as far as the inside baseball, though, on it, Mark, what he didn't know was that was teed up. That issue was teed up by, in particular, the conservative caucus to get over the finish line. And I would make the case that it was bargained away, in the last couple of days, based on a lot of the different moving parts that were going on. And, I know all 6 of the conservative caucus wanted our leadership to PQ, use something that they don't usually like to use. It's the nuclear weapon in the Senate to stop debate. But they were willing to do it because it was so important to get this over the finish line.
Previous question, right, Jim, just for people that don't know what it means?
Yes, previous question, so that it would stop debate. That's the one thing that makes the Senate is the ability to put the brake on. Because, you know, quite frankly, Mark, you know, most of the stuff that's passed, even in Republican supermajorities, are things that attack our freedoms and liberties. More government, more tax credit programs, you know, more bonding, you know, things that the conservative caucus had to fight day in and day out this last session. So, you know, that is it's an important issue. I know that Senator Igel and the senators in the conservative caucus, I know the senator has, I believe, introduced a pre-filed version of that to fix that. You know, so it will be a priority.
Well, good. I'm glad to see that. You know, another thing that Plocker and I talked about is the referendum issue in the state. I don't think that can be talked about enough. And I get the feeling that when I've talked to folks in the past, they're wanting to approach this very gingerly. They're very hesitant to look into what it would take to raise the threshold for somebody to come in and buy an issue that could alter the Missouri Constitution.
You're exactly right, Mark. And, you know, maybe a lot of your listeners don't know, but only 23 states have a referendum and initiative petition process. And Missouri happens to be one of those 23. And the threshold to change our Constitution is definitely too low. It's ridiculous. Our Constitution, Missouri Constitution, reads like a statute book. You know, the things that we are putting into the Constitution should not be in there. And so, you know, great example coming up in 2020. The legislature has refused since Obamacare to expand Medicaid in the state of Missouri. And it's the right decision because it is bankrupting states across the country, those that have expanded Medicaid. So the legislature has stopped that. The Senate has put the brake on to make sure that doesn't happen. And now a special interest, the Hospital Association, has circumvented and gone around the legislature gathering signatures. This is going to cost the state an estimated $250 million a year. And that's only 10% of the expansion. But when the feds decide to say, well, we're not going to pick up 90% anymore, we'll make it 60-40 like we do with the current program, that will bankrupt the state. I don't know where we're going to come up with $250 million new dollars. The only place to go is education. Because, you know, that's where the general revenue is. So this is very important. We have to really address this. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, I talked with him in the last couple of days, and this is an important priority for him. We have to look at this threshold of changing our Constitution. And quite frankly, the initiative petition, I mean, we might talk about that too. Maybe not as high a threshold, but is the idea of circumventing your elected representation in Jefferson City, should it be a little higher threshold?
No, I couldn't agree more, and I hope it's something that that they're paying attention to this year. It's been ignored. It's been ignored too long. I can't wait to get Bill Igel on here. I think we're talking to him Friday. Is that right, or is it tomorrow? It's Friday. Yeah, I just want to confirm that we're gonna. And he's pre-filed some bills already. I know, Jim. Looking forward to January 8th.
Yes, and again, Senator Igel and other members of the Conservative Caucus. You know, our platform is right out of the Missouri GOP platform. And, you know, we work stridently on pro-life issues, less government, lower taxes, Medicaid reform, education reform. These are the things that Republicans should be doing and championing. So, you know, that's what we'll be pushing this next session. We'll continue to work for the people of this state.
Hey, where can people go to find out more about the conservative leadership PAC?
Well, I'll tell you what. They can go to my Facebook page and message me,
and
I will get them information. We don't really have any kind of formal outlet set up for the Conservative Leadership PAC as of yet, you know, we'll have something in the future. But they can message me.
Hey,
Mark, can I give a shout out to a dear friend of mine?
Please,
if you don't mind.
No.
My campaign manager that was my campaign manager for 5 of 7 of my races. Dear friend, Earlene Judd passed away and went home to heaven yesterday. And her husband, John, and their family are very close friends. And I just want to give them a shout out and tell them they're in our prayers.
Yeah, our condolences to them, because I know I met Earlene a number of times over the years. And what a great lady. So thank you, Jim, for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
We will talk soon. Thank you. Former Missouri Senator Jim Lemke. You can get to him at Jim Lemke on Twitter. Of course, you can follow him on Facebook as well for more information on what they're doing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.